So anyway, so I was leaving one day. I'd just been playing around with him at work. Anyway, I was leaving one day. And I said, all right, yeah, see you later, man. He's all right. And anyway, and I got to the door and the Lord said, he's ready. Go back and talk to him. I kept, okay. So I went back. Praise God, Jerry got saved. He accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. He got saved. So praise God, that was good. That was good. But see, you have to know the Lord's voice. Know when people are ready. Know when they're ready. And be patient with them, y'all. You know, be patient with them. Be patient with them. You know, because everybody ain't there yet. Everybody ain't there. You know, just be patient with them. Be patient with them. I mean, praise God and pray for them. And pray for yourself. Ask God to give you strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I tell you what, I'm not one to go over time. Somebody give me time to do something, I'm going to do it within that time, and I'm going to shut it off right there. So, praise God. Well, I tell you what, I apologize for that. I got one other thing I want to read, y'all. That's okay. One other thing. Okay. I found this online, so I can't take no credit for this, but I found it. And I wanted to share it with you because it blessed me so. And I think this will describe some of us as far as our time that we spend with the Lord. Now, if you will, just listen to what this says, okay, for just one quick minute. He said, this guy wrote, he said, I've been going for weeks with no break, unless you include the 4 hours a night I crashed in my bed. My schedule consisted of 5 a.m. wake-up call, a workout, job number one, then job number two. I get home late at night, just in time to eat while finishing homework for my online class and crashing yet again. About 2 weeks into the process, this thought entered my mind. I miss God. At that moment, I realized I hadn't spent time with God in a while. Life gets busy. Crazy even. We take on new projects, start new jobs, make new friends, and fill our lives with activities and schedules. We fight for a routine, for consistency in our lives, especially during the hectic moments. But all too often, we sacrifice our time with God for the consistency in other areas of our life. When we allow this craziness or laziness of the world into our lives, we often find ourselves asking, why am I not as close to God as I want to be? When we sacrifice consistency in our relationship with God, we not only begin to miss God, we begin to miss the work he is doing on our behalf. The Apostle Paul reminds us that even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot disown himself, 2 Timothy 2:13. God is always working in our lives, but if we don't spend time tuning our hearts to his voice, we will miss when he speaks. Want to grow closer to God? Be consistent. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4. To abide is to endure without yielding, to continue in a place, to remain stable. Abiding is simply spending time together, day in and day out. What many of us do instead is pop in for a quick chat with God when it's convenient, then disappear for weeks. That was me there. I can't give him no credit for that. I wrote that one. Consistency is the key to close relationship in our everyday lives, to our everyday lives and our spiritual lives. Consistency in our time with God starts with simple changes, but those simple changes can make a big impact. Find time to be alone. Set aside time to spend with God every day without distractions. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. If you can watch the same TV show every week, make it to the same job every day, or remember to eat, you've got what it takes to be consistent. God wants to spend time with us daily. When you are consistently in God's word, you will only grow closer to Jesus. James 4:8 says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Are you as close to God as you want to be? If not, are you consistent in your relationship with him? Consistency is not found in how much of the Bible you can read or recite, but in the commitment to spend time in God's word and in his presence on a regular basis. Do you want to be closer to God? Simply pick up your Bible, read it, start praying to the Father in heaven. Amen. Praise God.